This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Joe Messina Show.
At this very moment, it is destroying everything in its path.
Where are the Dems speaking out on Antifa? They are beating up on old people. People wearing MAGA hats.
Los Angeles is being completely demolished.
The effects may be irreversible.
You actually had Democrats saying that Antifa was a peaceful organization. You think they would call it peaceful if we were doing that?
You jerked the words right out of my mouth.
I think we should observe a few seconds of silent prayer for all those cockens hauling catastrophe.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
Stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
The Joe Messina Show.
We are back. So listen to Real Title, GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Joe at therealside.com, Joe at therealside.com. Come on, ain't that hard. Ain't that hard to work with, ain't that hard to figure out, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air with us and texting and tweeting and just engaged and involved. That's what I want you. I want you engaged. I want you engaged and involved. Again, you don't need a whole bunch of brain power for this. Believe me, there's so many stories out there. There's so many things floating around out there. This is easy stuff to deal with. We were talking earlier about the, you know, Joey B's numbers. Just taking a nosedive. And, you know, over in England, they're not really like getting, you know, as Xander said, they don't get all the information. They don't get, you know, like other places. They're not getting it all. And I guess it really doesn't, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter because you're going to have to go, you have to go hunting for the truth anyhow. Right? Anybody, am I wrong? Right? Am I wrong? You know what I mean? I'm just inundated with these stories that you guys have sent me. The accuser's attorney, they're ripping Cuomo's apology right now. These things were coming at me, and I'm going, wow. It must have been pretty, I mean, I haven't heard it yet. I haven't had a chance to listen to it. But it must have been pretty bad. All these harassment, sexual harassment. Do you think it was really only two or three? Right? Now, apparently he apologizes, but he won't resign. And he denies touching anyone inappropriately. He says, I am embarrassed because, you know, I didn't realize it was making people feel uncomfortable. Come on, give me a break. I wish, again, I said it earlier, I wish more people would come forward. If they truly, truly, truly are concerned about his actions, then what are they waiting for? You know? And this, where did the Me Too movement hide away? Where are they right now? Are they anywhere to be found? No, really. Are they anywhere to be found? During a briefing that first focused on developments of the coronavirus pandemic, which is funny because that's kind of disappeared, right? They're not beating him up for that anymore. Well, they wouldn't beat him up to begin with because then they'd have to go over others. Or they have to go after others like Newsom. Cuomo shifted to address the brewing scandal, stating that he was ignoring the advice of attorneys to address the public. Yeah, right, okay. I now understand that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. It was unintentional, and I truly, deeply apologize for it. I feel awful about it, frankly, and I'm embarrassed. Okay. Cuomo went on to say that he never knew at the time that he was making anybody feel uncomfortable, that he's only learned about it recently, and he learned an important lesson. I will be a better man for this experience. Isn't that what Newsom said after he told everybody to stay in and he went to a restaurant? When asked later Cuomo said he had taken the sexual harassment sensitivity training that's required by state workers, but apparently he didn't understand any of it. Can you imagine if this was an employee of his? And he would have gone off to, we provide the training, we do this, we do that, and this guy still went down the road. That's the way he is. But I think what's happening now, I really believe this, he was such a bully, such a thug, as you saw with his brother, that those people that would have normally have defended him would he have been civil to them in any way, shape, manner, or form, are now coming out against him. And even suggesting that either he be impeached or he resign. And they definitely want an investigation. Look, when you're that tough on people, when you're that much of a thug, they do want you gone. When asked about the photograph of him gripping the face of Anna Ruck, who accused him of grabbing her face and kissing her cheek without permission, Cuomo claimed that it is a customary way for him to greet people. At which time I would have said, so you must have at least a handful, if not a whole bag full of pictures of you kissing women at events, right? I don't know anybody. I come from the same background he does. I'm Italian. They're touchy-feely people. I get it. But I don't know anybody in my family that has grabbed someone by both sides of the face, pulled them in, and smacked them in the lip. I don't know if he did a lip lock or a cheek lock. I don't know. You find 100 pictures of me making the same gesture with hundreds of people, women, men, well, pull them out. Right? To show us. You can go find hundreds of pictures of me kissing people, men, women. It's my usual custom and my customary way. Cuomo also urged people to form opinions on the allegations until after New York City Attorney Letitia James concludes her investigation. I wonder what's going on there. Lindsay Boylan, the former Cuomo staffer who was the first to accuse him of sexual harassment, was not impressed at all with his apology. Guy can't lead, he leads our state, but he can't be appropriate with his own staff. He can't fess up and step up, talk about what he did wrong. No, now you know that's not going to happen. Does somebody really even have to ask the question? Come on, people. This is the way they operate. This is the way the Dems operate. It's okay for them. Not okay for us, okay for them. And it wouldn't be okay for me, whether it was acceptable in society or not. I would never grab a woman and kiss her, whether she, if she didn't want me to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Otherwise, you're part of the problem. Right. Matt from Liberty Healthshare joins me. Matt Bellos, sorry. From Liberty Healthshare joins me after the break. I guess it was time now.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Give me that power. You've got it, Captain.
I need that view screen.
On screen.
On screen.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Make it so.
Engage.
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 We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, I always say, if you're uninformed, you know, don't open your mouth. Just really, for me, it's really that simple. Just don't say anything. That there is so many people who are, I don't know, Facebook certified, I don't even know what to call it, Facebook experts in all areas, you know, from the Constitution to law to whatever, and you're not. And you make life for guys like me miserable sometimes because we're cleaning up the mess. Anyhow, this is why I bring the experts on, people who actually have a clue. And Matt Bellis joins me with Liberty Health Shares. He does from time to time. Always appreciate his time with me and clearing up some of the misnomers when it comes to other options for you to take care of your body, to take care of your health. Insurance is not the only way to go. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
You know, you decry Facebook experts, but I got my education from MySpace University, so I don't know how much different that is.
Wow. That's a long time. I don't even think I can spell that. It was so old ago. At this point, don't we all wish they would come back, right? I mean, seriously, the way Facebook...
In a way, yeah.
Oh, so let's do a reset, because we haven't done this in a while, and the difference between health sharing and an insurance company.
Yeah, so an insurance company will do primarily two basic things that healthcare sharing will not do. And it's difficult to really always try to describe a positive from a negative, but in this instance, it really does help people because insurance seems to be what people understand, and healthcare sharing, even though it is something that they would naturally do, it's a little bit of a stretch for people to get there. So with insurance, you're going to do two things that healthcare sharing does not do. The first is, with insurance, you spread risk. You try to mitigate risk as much as possible with as many people as much as possible to try and drive down the actual cost of what you end up paying for in terms of that risk. So it's a way to for people to use the law of averages and the law of who's going to get hurt and who's not to say that people who are doing well are going to pay a little, but people who also are going to do poorly are also going to pay a little, and that's the spreading of that risk. But here's the problem with that. Over time, what is actually shown within studies is that the spreading of risk actually divides people from the actual cost of risk. And so they engage in possibly riskier behavior, or they get into things that are a little bit more problematic, or that it just increases the actual cost of that item or that risk over time. It does take some time, but it does increase that cost. On the opposite end, with healthcare sharing and Liberty HealthShare, we don't spread risk. We actually take on that risk primarily on our own. We're all each individually responsible for our own healthcare and our own healthcare bills, and we are taking on the fullness of the healthcare bills that we then accumulate within our current health issues. Now, some people may hear that and say, well, wait a second, why would I buy into a healthcare sharing ministry if all I'm going to have to do is then just pay for all of the medical bills that I accumulate, even though I can't actually afford those medical bills? Why would I be a part of a system like that? Well, that then speaks into the second thing that insurance does that we don't do, because insurance then pools their funds. So what they do, they spread their risk, try to mitigate it as much as possible, and then they pool their funds into a giant pot or a big giant fund that gets invested and hopefully grows, and then at some point, maybe, hopefully, you'll get some of that money back in the future. But we don't do that in healthcare sharing. This is person-to-person, member-to-member cost sharing of your healthcare bill. So the risk is all your own, and whenever you come up with a situation that is unexpected and unaffordable, that's when the community of Liberty HealthShare comes together to share in your medical bills on a month-to-month basis. So it's a very easy system to really start breaking down and understand whenever you realize that insurance and healthcare sharing are completely different. We don't spread risk, and we don't pool our funds.
But one of the things that you went past pretty quick there, and people don't really understand this, you're on the hook for the bill anyhow, whether you have an insurance company or not. You know, you go to the doctor says, yeah, they tell us this is covered, or you're okay with this, or what have you, and then they don't get paid from the insurance company. Guess who has to pay that bill? And I don't think
people understand that, right? Yeah, no, I would suggest you keep going because you're on a roll.
Yeah, well, it's funny how people think they hear the word insurance and they go, okay, well, we're covered. No matter what happens, we're covered. Well, that's not true. And, you know, why do you think that most people, you call the doctor first and you say, okay, what am I covered for? I'm coming in for this. What am I covered for? What do I get for this? And I think people really need to do some homework. They really need to be schooled on what the difference is. But it's the same thing here. It's with the difference between the two. is that when it comes to health sharing, you know, you get to spend time. We've talked about this before, and it's so true. You get to spend time with the doctor. You get to, you know, sit across from him. He's not my favorite term. Practicing insurance. He actually gets to practice medicine, which is what he went to school for. If you've got a good relationship with your doctor, in this case, actually, under your stuff, you can actually keep your doctor, can't you?
Well, absolutely. And you are right on whenever you're talking about being responsible no matter what for your health care, because a lot of people, whenever they talk to us at Liberty HealthShare, they say, well, I like the contractual agreement that I'm in with an insurance company that they are contractually obligated to pay for my health care bills. What they don't realize is that what a contract giveth, a contract also taketh away. And a lot of people find themselves on the sorry end of that story whenever they realize that the whole of the bill is their actual problem, and they don't have a community to help them. But in those transactions, you start to realize that with the amount of choice that you do have a choice of doctor. You have a choice of somebody that you can actually go to, you can agree with, and you can treat them like a coach, somebody who's going to help you in your health, rather than somebody who's just going to constantly try to fix you whenever you're unhealthy. You've got a coach that goes along with you in terms of your doctor that can try and keep you healthy. It changes the mindset from sick care to actual health care. You're working with your doctor, and one gentleman I spoke with, he said, you are the CEO of your body, and your health care is just one of those things that you need to make sure you're taking care of, and you're employing a doctor to take care of that. You're making a manager out of your doctor of your health care. I thought that's just a fantastic way of showing the different mindsets when it comes to this. Am I entitled? Am I just going to get whatever is coming to me through third-party insurance? Or am I the owner of my health and my health care? Am I going to employ the doctor that I need to take care of my body? And I'm going to make the right decisions and the decisions that are best for me within my own health care, or have those decisions made for me? Really, the choice is up to us.
Well, we got to go for a break because we both believe in capitalism. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. You're listening to Real Side on TCN Live. Really, don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives has canceled all votes scheduled for Thursday after Capitol Police announced they had intelligence that suggested a militia group may try to breach the Capitol building. In a tweet, the department said they were increasing manpower to already heightened security measures on Capitol Hill. The department says they're taking the intelligence seriously, but did not disclose any further details. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul tells CNN the threat is credible and that the date March 4th is significant to those implicated.
This threat is credible and it's real. It's a right-wing militia group that believes that the original inaugural date was March 4th until the 20th Amendment passed. They think this is the true inauguration day and that President Trump should be inaugurated tomorrow. And that is the threat we face right now.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Yes, I did. Double T, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563.
And I really do appreciate the time that you give to us, you know, every day when you join us on the show. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat, remember, if you want text alerts, a lot of you don't like the emails. I don't like the emails either. My box gets all filled up and I never really get to them. I try, but I don't really get to them. So you want to text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me bring him on. Matt Bellis with Liberty Health Share joins me, as he does from time to time. Gives us kind of like the inside story, truly what health sharing is all about. And many of you have, you know, a lot of people come to the show late, Matt, and not in a time frame, but they're just starting to catch the show and what have you when we do these. I was telling you during the break, there's a lot of little questions that they have that I would, too, if I tuned in for the first time. But the one about the insurance company, the one about you being responsible for the bill, I think that's the one that I talk about the most, because it is true, as we were saying in the last segment. You are responsible. When you go in there, all those little papers you fill out, one of those papers that you're probably not reading says, hey, you're on the hook for all of this, right?
So it really is, and I think a lot of people, if they took the time and actually were able to keep themselves awake while they read all those legal papers, would realize that there are many holes, many back doors, many ways that an insurance company can step out of it and do so legally. Now, there are transactions and there are things that the insurance company will abide by. I'm not here to say that all third-party insurance is just looking to get out of a bill. But if you're completely relying upon that as your only mode or your most secure way of paying for your health care bills, I would just say go ahead and take a chat with somebody who has dealt with insurance companies on multi-thousand-dollar bills. There are always ways, there are always things that can happen to back out of actually paying those bills. And I don't think, you know, I don't want to ascribe intent, but really it is the system by which you are working in, that you are working with a third party who is making the decisions on your health care, who is calling the shots, who is causing a bureaucratic system between you and the doctor, who turns the doctor into a de facto bureaucrat, who is, like you said, practicing insurance rather than health care. So it's a relationship that I don't necessarily rightly trust, and I would rather be the one who's in charge, working with my doctor, making right decisions, working with them on a very intimate basis, so that whenever the final bill comes, I've got a group of people who trust that I have gone through the vetting process of my health care bills and will gladly share in those medical bills whenever they actually come. So it really does change whenever you're talking about the system of healthcare that you're working on and not just trying to ascribe evil emotions or intentions onto a system. So it really does take time for somebody to really understand that, but it's an exercise that I think is well worth it.
So you're just off the heels of CPAC. And one of the things I talk about on a regular basis on the show is whether you want to hear it or not, the government wants a single-payer system. The people that are in charge right now want a single-payer system. And if you want to see how well a single-payer system works, just look at how the VA has been run. Seriously. And you'll see what your health care will look like if the government takes over in total. My son just signed up for his VA benefits. Looking through the pamphlet, I think what they should offer is a community college course on reading the VA pamphlet for benefits, because it's more like a War and Peace thing once you go through it all. But what I want to get you here is when you really look at this and you understand that the government isn't going to be able to afford to. The government isn't going to have the resources, and I'm talking about physical, human, and what have you, to take care of all the people, all 350 million people in this country, which ultimately is what they would love to do. They would love to get rid of the insurance companies, the health share programs, and take it all on themselves. You were on a panel that discussed this. Enlighten us.
Well, we go to CPAC primarily because it's one of the best places that we can go to talk about healthcare freedom. And to let people know that there is choice in healthcare and that there are people out there making solutions to the actual problems that people are having today. But when we were at CPAC this year, I had the opportunity and pleasure to be a part of one of the panels that spoke about health rationing versus healthcare sharing. And whether you're working with a third-party insurance system or a governmental system, you have to recognize and realize that there is actual rationing of healthcare going on each and every day because they have to. Because the government takes things as a whole pie and they have to segment and segregate that pie and discriminate against certain people over one area or another so that you can receive only a piece or portion of that pie. When it comes to free market operations and actually people who are working within healthcare to expand the pie, like surgery centers, like direct primary care physicians, like healthcare sharing ministries, once you start recognizing that the value that's there, even though it's a scarce resource, there are always win-win situations that we can come up with, you start to recognize the difference between freedom in healthcare and rationing of healthcare. And you're always going to have an issue, a problem, whenever you've got that third party or single payer system, always trying to find ways to limit the amount of care you get. Because let's make sure that we fully understand here. When it comes to commodities or assets within an economy, a government cannot create new ones or create greater value from those commodities. They can only take from some people in form of taxation. They can only redistribute some of those things in terms of subsidies, or they can only devalue those assets in terms of inflation. So whenever they're talking about health care, they can only take from one and give to another. They can't create more. All they're trying to do is make sure people get it paid for. And what happens in the end is you get longer and longer lines and longer waiting periods for people to actually receive the health care. If you make something free, then all of a sudden becomes very expensive in another way, in human capital and definitely within time. And we see that even today when it comes to state-sponsored or single-payer healthcare programs in other countries where the wait times and the value of that healthcare diminishes greatly. People suffer because of it. And frankly, even though that they may have gone to the hospital, it's a tricky thing when it comes to the reporting of the data, but people may go to the hospital, but they don't necessarily receive all of the treatments that they have, sometimes waiting 3, 6, 8 months for necessary life-altering type of procedures or medications.
Yep.
So it's very troubling whenever we're in this country talking about a single-payer type of system. It could take what is frankly a fantastic health care delivery process and really bring it down to a level that is no good for really anybody. So we hear it from all over the country, all over the world, where people say, you know, the best thing for world healthcare right now is for the U.S. to remain relatively free. Now, we're not saying that we're perfect, and we're not saying that the healthcare payment system in this country is stellar, because there are changes that need to be made. But frankly, we'll have a better time with our healthcare, with freer market healthcare, than we ever would in terms of rationing that healthcare with government policies.
Well, you know, it's funny, as you're talking, what's rolling through my head is when you talk about health rationing, think of what we've just seen happen. A shortage of beds, right? The shots that are being, quote-unquote, distributed across the country are being rationed by city and state, maybe even county in some areas. So, you know, you're exactly right. If you want to see it playing out, just look at the current situation.
We already are. In,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. I actually just saw a news source that said that when it comes to some of the vaccines, some of the people who were supposed to receive the first vaccine received the second vaccine by mistake, which caused a problem, and now they'll have to receive double of the vaccine. So when it comes to the government just handing out vaccines, you get mismanagement to the tune of almost 600,000 people. So it's very, whenever we're trying to talk about it's best for the government to handle this thing, I don't need to do the heavy lifting that a lot of the economists out there have already done. If you want to try and make something more expensive, get the government involved. And if you want to see the human capital of that go down, get them involved in totality. And we're seeing it now with complete mismanagement.
All right, sir, real quick, tell people where they can get a hold of you, where they can get more information and, you know, get a packet if they need to, or just get a human on the other side of the phone they can speak with. Quick.
Just go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. Very simple, very easy process to sign up there and get information, what you need, libertyhealthshare.org, or give us a call, 855-585-4237. Again, libertyhealthshare.org.
I'm Joe Messina, your host, and listen, you better check it out, because I'm going to have your phone go back to the show. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. You're listening in real time.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. You're listening to Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. Send me an email. It's really simple. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. And as always, I'll get back to you if I can. If I can't get back to you, I'll just read it. I'll talk about it. Whatever it is you want me to discuss or deal with. We're going to deal with some of the crazy stories here now. Some of the ones that when I first read, I go, really? You can't be serious, right? Now, you know, we talked about the Dr. Seuss thing the other day, and you know, people thought, well, you know, why are you wasting your time? I'm not wasting my time. When you want to cancel a book, is simple reading, books that have helped kids forever, and try to mark them up as racism because there's not enough people of color. Now, if they would be honest about it, they would just say, there's not enough black people depicted. One guy actually said, it wasn't that there wasn't enough black people, but some of the traits that the characters had were the same traits that they gave black people in the 50s. I mean, you talk about having to dig, poke, prod, bend to find a reason to or not to, that's one. And if you just want to know how far that this stuff is, they're going to go with this stuff. I mean, because you know as well as I do, it ain't going to stop anytime soon. I just had it. What did I do with it? Oh, I'll find it. The House member, I think it was an Arizona House member, who wants to know, what are we going to do? I got to find this thing. What are we going to do if somebody identifies as a chicken? Okay, sounds stupid, or you'd think it's stupid, right? But where does it stop? Where do we say, I'm sorry, you can't identify that way? And I bring it up and I say it for reason, a genuine reason. I want you to think, if you are non-binary, right? Some of you heard that term, non-binary? If you're non-binary, means you are of no gender. Or you don't prescribe to the genders that we talk about in biology. But you really have no gender. You kind of move from gender to gender, or you are genderless. Right? We even have some people that claim to, and I mean some, I'm not talking three, that claim to be trans species. I don't even know what that is. But do you give them rights? When does mental health kick in? That's what I want to know. When does somebody go, wait a minute, you think you were planted here from an alien race, and that's why you've had, and look, we've done stories on it, I showed you pictures, that's why you've had your ears removed and your nose clipped and all this other stuff, because that's what you believe your people look like? What about your innards? What about what's going on inside? What does your DNA strand say? Are we going to do what they want us to do? Are we going to recognize them when it has ethnicity on there or what have you? Going to put alien? Arizona State Representative is facing backlash after comparing non-binary, neither male or female identities, to people who someday identify as a chicken. He said, I don't believe that we are a society that we should have all different binaries identified. Arizona Republican State Rep. John Fillmore made comment during a committee meeting. He said, the proposed bill, which aims to limit gender identification on all state documents. Now, not limit it to male or female. No. I mean, like, open to how many different genders you can actually have on there. And the guy was obviously irritated. He says, what's going to happen when somebody... What are you doing? What's going to happen someday when someone wakes up and they want to go to the far extreme and they don't want to identify as a chicken or something for crime? I mean, where does it stop? But he's right. Where does it stop? One mom tweeted that she was shaking after the elected GOP state rep just compared my non-binary child to barnyard animals. How can you be non-binary? I mean, don't explain it to me. I'd like to get a real scientist in a room with someone who claims there's no such thing as gender. Really. And this isn't aimed at the LGBTQ community, because not all these have to do with, quote-unquote, you know, sexual relationships or even sexual orientation, if you would. So when does it stop? When do you put limits on it? When you go to the... Listen. Let's play this out. You go to the doctor. Now, he or she's going to be able to tell what you are just probably by looking at you and or... checking your physical attributes, you know what I'm saying? And women are more susceptible to certain diseases and things like that than men are, and vice versa. Men have to deal with certain things that women don't have to deal with. And there might be outward signs of some of these diseases, some of these issues that a man or a woman would have. You walk into the doctor, and he says, may I ask what gender you are? And you either say no, or you say non-binary. What's he supposed to look for? What is the doctor? How does the doctor find maybe some common problems, common issues, common symptoms that would happen in a male and or female? How are they supposed to diagnose you properly when you won't even tell them what you are? Do you see how the Dems have lost, the liberals have lost their minds? There's no absolutes. I wrote that in my book in 2016. Absolutes? Absolutely not. Why? Because all of a sudden there's right or wrong. all of a sudden, you, they are held to a standard. If they say it is, I don't know, it is wrong to be married to a dog, now you have a wrong. Right? A wrong that they have to stick up for, that they have to enforce. They make most of these laws they make, they don't even enforce them. So why bother? Why are you wasting our time and tax dollars? That's what I want to know. It's just amazing to me to watch them do this. And they don't see it. And my Democrat friends who are watching this happen, some of them will say something quietly. Because they don't want to hear from the people in their community. In their community. Why not? How are you ever going to... For years we let these kids get away with certain things. They're just a kid, they'll grow out of it. Well, a lot of them didn't. A lot of them that you let get away with things are now getting away with smashing windows, burning police cars, throwing ice bottles at cops. Isn't that cool? Aren't you proud of that person you raised? Now, some of you right now are going, yeah, actually I am, because they're speaking up for themselves. Hitting a cop in the face with an ice bottle is not speaking up for your rights. Smashing the windows at Starbucks or any other store is not speaking up for your rights. Stealing TVs out of Target is not making up for you being on a lower socioeconomic rung. And it's not reparations. But the boneheads in Congress have allowed that to happen. See, there's no definites. There's no absolutes. Pounding on an ATM machine to get money out of it is not reparations. It doesn't make it right or okay. And Joe Biden now is having serious discussions about reparations. You really want to further divide the country? Obama all of a sudden has decided that reparations would be the right track? Why would he need it? Would he get those reparations? Or maybe he'd get half because he's only half black, you know? I mean, seriously, do we put a number on this? Do we put limitations on this? It's just like these stimulus checks going out. Millionaires are getting these checks. People who actually really honestly don't need them. They're beating up this guy because he went on to say, look, you know, at what point, what is it? How many kids growing up would say, Mommy, I want to be a horse. I want to be a unicorn. I want to be. I mean, how about we get back to some normality here? How about we recenter? I had an old pastor used to say, now I see why he said it. You can stay in the garage as long as you want, for as long as you want. You're never going to become a car, even if you say so. Same thing here. They're talking about hormone blockers for 3, 4, 5, 6-year-olds. Are you really okay with that? And justify it from a scientific standpoint. Stop justifying things from an emotional, because this is how I feel standpoint. Because that's just a joke. I'm sorry, it is. You cannot run off of feelings. Feelings fixes nothing. Feelings are not part of science, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. You people with little babies right now, I feel so bad for you. Your kids will never know the full richness of a real Dr. Seuss book. Right? The more they find, the more they're going to can. Wait till they get to Curious George. They'll find a reason why that's a racist book. You watch. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. It really is. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over there to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do. They can help Joe, too, through the lawsuit. That would be really cool and really nice. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. Have a great rest of the day. God bless.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?